The issue of efficacy was considered in detail. Online collaboration could be useful for projects spanning branches of the information service because it is unaffected by distance and time zone differences. However, in the trial, when experiencing problems, it was difficult to determine whether the technology was unreliable or if the staff or group member was unresponsive. Ground rules for collaboration regarding the type of files used, naming and backing up would be helpful, but when starting, it's hard to know what's appropriate. When completing the group report, there were issues with editing. The technology allows you to adjust others' content, but offence could be caused. We tried emailing requests that everyone maintain standards, like avoiding first-person point of view, but this was time-consuming and difficult to do diplomatically. A situation arose that some group members shared their research early in order to test the tools, and others based their own research upon it, which led to less variety of points of view in the report. Remember the Milk was ineffective because everyone had to be on each other's contact lists before the whole group would be reminded of a task, and the tool offered little advantage over setting an Entourage or Outlook reminder to send an email to a group. With email, you can cater to the current situation, whereas with Remember the Milk, it's difficult to respond to changes and difficult to ascertain if a group member received the email because people don't feel required to reply to an automatically generated reminder. In Google Docs, there is an autosave function, which could be a problem because although you can revert to previous versions, you need to be aware that an incorrect change has been saved before you think to revert. When used by multiple people, this might be missed. Google Docs also doesn't interact well with referencing software, and both files created in Google Docs and DocX files lose formatting when downloaded as Word documents. A good feature of Google Docs is the record of the access to the documents. If collaborating via email, a colleague would not necessarily send documents until they were complete, but in Google Docs, others can see that progress is being made. In order to assess the collaboration tools, I compared their use to emailing attachments to colleagues. Online collaboration could be better for large files which can't be sent as attachments, but these tools do have file size restrictions. In Google Docs, they quantify their limits in multiple ways, which can be confusing, and there's no guarantee that the limits won't change. Google Docs was the most useful of the tools tested, but when key issues are examined, it does not yet offer an appreciable improvement upon collaborating via email.